Farage, World Needs Peacemaker President Donald Trump Back More Than Ever. By Kurt Sindelka on February 22, 2024. Brexit boss Nigel Farage said that former President Donald Trump was a peacemaker during his first term in office and that the world desperately needs him to return to power and put an end to the wars that broke out under Joe Biden. Speaking from the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, Nigel Farage stressed the importance of having Donald Trump return to the White House to restore peace to the world amid violent conflicts in the Middle East and in Ukraine. "I think the world needs Trump more now than it ever did before. And I think even his fiercest critic would admit that in terms of foreign policy, he was a peacemaker," Farage told GB News. His administration put in place the Abraham Accords, the beginnings of Israel forming bilateral relations with a number of Arab states. Saudi Arabia was on the verge of joining that club, and that is why Hamas attacked on October 7. "He proved to be a great peacemaking president, and we need him back on the world stage very badly and very quickly." Mr. Farage is not alone in this assessment, with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban declaring earlier this month that Donald Trump is the only leader in the world who is strong enough to bring the war in Ukraine to an end, saying, "Peace has a name, that of Donald Trump." Responding to the comments on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said, "Thank you, Viktor. We will not let the world down. There will be peace on earth, just like there was 4 years ago." The comments from Mr. Farage come in the wake of an international uproar over an anecdote told by Mr. Trump at a campaign rally earlier this month, in which he relayed how as president he successfully pressured a NATO ally into increasing their defense spending by warning them that the U.S. might not come to their aid if attacked, and even joked about potentially encouraging Russia into waging war against them. The story from the former president highlighted the long-standing issue of wealthy European allies being delinquent on their NATO defense spending obligations while seeing fit to continue funding their vast welfare and healthcare systems under the assumption that the American taxpayer would continue to underwrite their security forever. While Eurocrats and the legacy media took Trump's comments as hostility toward the alliance, others, including the typically anti-Trump Times of London, noted that behind closed doors, many European leaders understand that Trump was basically right, that Europe needs to step up its defense spending rather than relying entirely on the United States. Trump's strong rhetoric was previously credited as succeeding in forcing countries in Europe to finally increase their defense spending, with NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg saying in 2019 that Trump's efforts were instrumental in NATO securing an additional $100 billion. Commenting on this dichotomy, Nigel Farage said last month, "There is this sort of argument in Europe that he will blow up NATO. I don't believe any of that for a moment," he said. What he wanted was for NATO members to pay their fair share. "I don't believe that Putin would have invaded Ukraine had Trump been in the White House." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka, or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.